In the 1800s, Lake Champlain was a crowded passage for boats hauling lumber and other goods between New York City and Montreal and points in between. Much of that industry is long gone, but there is still some work on the lake for those who want it. VPR's Henry Epp met up with one of the few operators of a working boat still on Lake Champlain.
28-year-old Lucas Campbell runs a marine construction company, which means he has a fleet of boats and trucks and cranes that can take on jobs in remote parts of Lake Champlain. But it's his biggest boat that really stands out.
Yeah, it's an old military-style landing craft, like storming the beaches in Normandy. It's from 1952. Some people call it a barge. Technically, it's a landing craft because it's self-propelled.
On a muggy August morning, the landing craft is at Burton Island State Park.
Climb on up. Make yourself at home. There's a bench there, and that's about it for amenities.
Picture a big floating semi-truck. If the cargo part were open on top with the driver's cab in the back, and in the front, a descending door that can drop down onto a beach. Oh, and it has a crane. Campbell has a deal worked out with the Vermont State Parks to take trash, recycling, and other waste off Burton Island, which isn't accessible by car. Today, a truck full of recycling gets loaded onto the boat. We then head out to another island to drop off the truck. Campbell says there's really only one other boat like this on Lake Champlain. It's owned by the company that operates the ferries, so there's some demand for his boat. Campbell grew up in landlocked Richmond. He says he got his start on the water as a kid at the Community Sailing Center in Burlington. Then he went to Maine Maritime Academy for his captain's license, then started getting work on boats.
I've worked in Alaska on tugboats. I worked Gulf of Mexico on tugboats, the Island Runner. And then I worked for a small expedition cruise ship company for a while in Alaska. And that's where I got done with that. And was like, oh, I got some money. What should I do? And some terrible friends convinced me I should buy a landing craft.
He's made lots of alterations to the boat, like painting it dark green. Last summer, Campbell was able to make his marine construction work a full-time job.
There's always going to be a niche and a call for people who know how to do that work and who have the gear to do it.
That's Art Cohn, the founder of the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum. I reached him on a scratchy phone line in Tonawanda, New York. He's traveling by canal this summer on a historic replica tugboat.
Just arrived from Buffalo via the Niagara River.
Cohn says Lucas Campbell is carrying on a tradition on Lake Champlain that started when the lake was a major thoroughfare for freight traffic in the 1800s. That meant there was lots of infrastructure needing maintenance, so there was work for enterprising individuals.
They would get a wooden barge, put a steam boiler on it for power, rig a crane, a pole with a boom on it, and then find some small steam tug available to move it, and they would simply offer their services.
Now, about 150 years later, Campbell is following just about the same formula, minus the steam engine, getting jobs wherever he can.
We put a power line out to Providence Island, a new submarine power cable. We take care of the bike ferry at the causeway. We put it in, take it out each spring and fall.
We're on the hour-long trip back from Burton Island to Fishbladder Island, where Campbell is working for a developer who's building a private wedding resort. The landing craft only gets up to about 10 miles per hour, so we've got some time to kill. Campbell says getting work in this business, especially as a younger person, is all about getting to know the right people.
Word of mouth is how, yeah. I mean, that's how most of Vermont operates in general. I know a buddy's, yeah. I ask around, you know, it's like, hey, do you guys know who to call to get the bridge opened? And sure enough, one of the old captains I worked with, he's like, oh yeah, here's the number, my phone, gave it to me, and there you go. Start asking.
Yeah, right.
There's no handbook on how to do this.
Every winter, Campbell leaves Vermont to find work on a boat, usually somewhere warm. He's thinking of options for this coming winter.
South Pacific seems interesting. New Zealand, I haven't ever really sailed around the Caribbean either. That could be fun.
But his operation here has gotten big enough that he'll always return to Vermont in the summers. So among the sailboats and yachts and ferries that make up most of the boat traffic on Lake Champlain these days, keep your eye out for a big green landing craft for many summers to come. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.